Measure A, Novato Unified School District. Novato Teacher Academic Program Renewal Measure. To ensure quality education and protect $6 million in annual school funding that cannot be taken by the state, shall Novato Unified School District's measure be adopted to attract, retain qualified teachers, protect quality math, science, reading, writing instruction, and expand counseling by renewing the current $251 annual parcel tax and adding $125 per parcel for 8 years with inflation adjustments, senior exemptions, independent oversight, no money for administrators, and all funds staying local. Yes? No. County Council's impartial analysis of Measure A, Novato Unified School District Special Parcel Tax. If this measure is approved by 2/3 of the votes cast on this special tax proposal, the Novato Unified School District will be authorized to levy an annual qualified special tax of $376 per parcel of taxable real property beginning July 1, 2020, for a period of 8 years with 3% annual increases to account for inflation. This special tax, if approved by voters, will supersede and replace the existing special tax authorized by voters as Measure A in May 2014. The estimated revenue from this tax is approximately $6 million annually. This measure states that proceeds of the tax will be used for attracting and retaining teachers, maintaining academic, arts, and athletic programs, providing career and technical training, and expanding counseling for students. Proceeds will be controlled locally, reviewed by an independent citizen oversight committee, and subject to annual reporting. An exemption from payment of the special tax may be granted for certain property owners aged 65 years and older, as well as certain persons receiving supplemental security income for a disability or Social Security disability insurance benefits. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Trustees of the Novato Unified School District. Signed, Brian E. Washington, Marin County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure A. If you desire a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure A. Vote yes on A to renew expiring local funding that our Novato schools have relied upon since 1992. Your yes vote protects quality education in our Novato schools. Measure A renews local school funding that is set to expire and will keep great teachers in our classrooms, maintain strong academic programs, and expand mental health services to support students that are struggling. Every penny benefits local elementary, middle, and high schools and cannot be taken away by the state. Novato Unified School District recently made deep cuts to administration and non-instructional programs. Without Measure A, the NUSD will lose $4.1 million in annual local funding and be forced to cut academic programs, library programs, and lay off teachers. Vote yes to protect quality education in Novato schools. Attract and retain highly qualified teachers. Protect quality academic instruction in core subjects like math, science, reading, and writing. Protect music, art, and athletic programs that provide a well-rounded education for our kids. Expand mental health counseling services to support students that are struggling. Provide career and technical training to prepare students for 21st century job market. Minimize increases to class sizes. Measure A requires strict fiscal accountability. Every penny must stay in Novato and cannot be taken by the state. No funds can be used for administrator salaries. Independent citizen oversight and audits ensure funds are spent properly. Seniors are eligible for an exemption. Protecting the quality of Novato schools means keeping qualified and experienced teachers in Novato classrooms. Measure A is essential for attracting good teachers to Novato. Whether or not you have school-age children, supporting quality education is a wise investment. Good schools protect our quality of life and our property values. Join parents, teachers, seniors, business leaders, and our community's most respected leaders and vote yes on A for Strong Novato Schools. Signed, Mary Jane Burke, Marin County Superintendent of Schools. Fran Rozoff, 28-year Novato teacher. Eric Messenberg, Citizens Oversight Committee Chair. Sylvia Berry, Novato Realtor. Elizabeth Sleeth, 43-year Novato resident. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure A. NUSD hasn't lost parcel tax dollars. The current tax doesn't expire until July 2022. Measure A is not just a renewal, it's also a tax increase with a 3% escalator. You're already paying 55% of your basic property tax for K through 14 schools and community colleges. This parcel tax is on top of that base. The only way to get real relief is to support full and fair funding, which would tax millionaires instead of the middle class. School services cannot be cut if Measure A fails. State mandates require NUSD to provide qualified teachers, quality academic instruction in core subjects, counseling services, and career and technical training. Previous parcel tax measures used the exact same language as Measure A, yet NUSD never delivered on their promises to teachers. For the third year in a row, NUSD teachers protested wages that don't even meet the state average, while NUSD's new superintendent received a 10% wage increase and a guaranteed 3.5% COLA for the next 4 years. NUSD's academic programs are failing. In 2017-18, only 46.4% of graduating students met state college and university course admission requirements. NUSD must make budget changes that maximize facility use, reduce consultant and administrative overhead, and provide teachers with needed classroom support. The bottom line is that NUSD must attract more students or reduce spending. That's how you balance a budget. Vote no on Measure A. To learn more, visit www.nonovatotax.com. Signed, Julia Lavaroni, Tax Watchdog. Tina McMillan, Community Activist. Donna Fife, Concerned Taxpayer. David F. Pugh, Novato Business Owner. Bill Brennan, Retired Finance Principal. Argument against Measure A. Promises are made but not kept. Parcel taxes have not maintained quality education. In 2017-18, only 46% of students scored proficient or above in math and only 55% in English language arts. Even with additional funding, only 46.4% of NUSD students met California State College entrance requirements in 2017-18, compared with 50.5% in 2016-17. Teachers are not a district priority. Voters approved 5 previous parcel tax measures, yet teacher salaries lag behind even the state average, while NUSD increases pay for its administrators. Class size is locked in. The district's contract with the teachers' union already guarantees lower class size. Enrollment declines. NUSD loses an average of 100 students yearly. Declining enrollment should mean lower costs, but NUSD is not living within its means. The elephant in the room? Pensions. Pension contributions grow larger every year. Without statewide and local reform, voters will be forced to add endless parcel taxes. Taxpayers get crushed. Parcel taxes unfairly burden homeowners and renters. Novato property tax bills already have 12 extra line items with more to come. Enough is enough. 55% of your basic property taxes already go to K through 14 education. The average homeowner pays an additional $1,000 a year for NUSD and community college bonds. Add a new $376 parcel tax and an annual 3% increase, and soon you are paying over $1,500 a year on top of 55% of your basic taxes. Say no to redundant taxes. The governor increased the 2019-20 education budget by $3.5 billion beyond Prop 98 funding limits, reduced pension contributions, and added more money for special education. NUSD's current $4.15 million parcel tax doesn't expire until July 2022. Throwing more money at NUSD won't solve problems with curriculum, instruction, and spending. Vote no on Measure A. Learn more at www.nonavadotax.com. Signed, Julia Lavaroni, Taxpayer Watchdog. Tina McMillan, Community Activist. Bob Ratto, former Novato Finance Advisory Oversight Committee member. Regina Sun, Taxpayer Watchdog. Bob Lewis, 30-year Bay Area teacher administrator, including time with NUSD. Rebuttal to argument against Measure A. The opponents have their facts wrong and offer no viable alternatives to support Novato students, teachers, and schools. Fact: if Measure A doesn't pass, cuts to teachers and academic programs will be required. Administration and non-instructional costs have already been cut to a minimum. Additional cuts will directly impact students. Fact: Novato schools have relied upon stable, reliable, and locally controlled parcel tax funding since 1992 and accounts for 5% of NUSD's budget. Allowing this funding to expire only makes our local schools more dependent on Sacramento. Fact: Novato's local parcel tax has not increased in 10 years. The modest $125 increase, $10 per month, simply accounts for inflation and lost purchasing power over the last decade. Fact: costly pension obligations need to be controlled. However, these are state mandates that NUSD has no choice but to pay. Punishing Novato kids with cuts to teaching and academic programs doesn't solve the pension problem. Fact: schools are funded per student. California ranks 41st in the nation in per-student funding, and Novato schools receive among the lowest levels of funding in the state and the lowest in Marin. Taking funding away makes matters worse. Fact: Novato's school parcel tax is one of the lowest in Marin. Without Measure A, Novato schools will struggle to attract and retain qualified and experienced teachers, and students will fall behind. Don't give up on Novato students, teachers, and schools. Vote yes on A and protect Novato schools. Signed, Regina Bianucci-Roos, Certified Public Accountant and Novato Citizens Finance Committee Chair. Alan Harris, Parcel Tax Citizens Oversight Committee Member. John Marshall, Novato Unified Parent and Business Owner. Dale Klein, Tour of Novato Event Chair and School Fuel Advisory Board Member. Bert Hoffman, 30-plus-year Novato business owner.